8:12 here on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 30 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
We always love to welcome in our listeners on AM 1340, those listening on the free WRHI app. Download that app today and you can take us on the go. If you're watching us on Corporium Cable Channel 103 as well as Facebook Live, good morning to you there. I think that the focus of today's whole show should just be women who are inspiring others and women who are charting their own path in life. What did they say? Mountain, get out of my way?
Get out of the way. And it's Women's History Month.
That's right.
We're in March, and these women are killing it here in our community.
So earlier this morning, we heard from the ladies from Isaiah 117 House, and now we're hearing from another impressive lady who does not like to hear the word no. We're talking about Courtney Denton from Life House. And good morning to you, Courtney.
Good morning. It's good to be back with you all. Thank you for having me.
You always have a spot here. All right, Courtney, let's bring folks, our listeners, up to speed about Life House, a little bit about your journey before we talk about some of the new headlines.
Sure. So many of you have probably heard that the Life House is relatively new in our community. We're 27 months into operation. We opened the doors of the first shelter, and now I say the first because there's more. The first shelter, December 21st of 2020, and we did so with the intention of what we thought was going to be a 90-day warming shelter. The previous owners of this home were gracious to let us use it to try it on, to see how it fit. But 45 days in, they called and said, we see this to be something that needs to go on more than just 90 days. We see it to be a year-round operation. And I think it's very rare. I kudos to them often, but I think it's very rare in our community that you have a board of a previous organization trying to kind of figure out what their next step is to call and say, we want to gift you with this house and property. But that's how the Life House Women's Shelter was born, was because of the benevolence of an organization in our community who felt like their time of service in the way that they were carrying out a mission, was no more for this community, but instead felt like this was a way to be able to start something new that was of need. And so that was December 21st of 2020, 45 days in, we get this call. So we're in February, and we obviously have been operating for a lot longer than 90 days. And so there was a second home across the street, which you all may remember, that we purchased thanks to some incredibly gracious people in our community who stepped forward. We've been 2 years in the works of renovating this home, and it has been every bit of 2 years to get to this point. It was a historic home, so you have historic aspects to it. Obviously, it needed to be zoned as a group home to be usable for women and children. And it was gutted to its studs, so it needed walls. And so we really had to work with city to be able to go through the zoning process and the design process and to get the house ready for women to be able to move in. But we cut the ribbon on that house Valentine's Day, which I thought was just a great day to show a measure of love to our community. And we have now that house full. We have 11 women and 4 children that are there in that home. And so between the two shelter and home locations on North Wilson Street, we have right at 24 women and 6 children. Mm. And then we've also been working to renovate a space at Pathways Community Center in the front of the building in Suite H. And that also has been about a year in the work. And thankfully, last Monday, so just 1 week ago, we cut the ribbon, if you will, on that location. And we have moved in. Last night, we slept 27 women in that space at the cottage.
Absolutely incredible to see in 27 months to have not a single shelter for these single women, and now women with children to, my goodness, that's, I'm trying to do the math here. You're looking at close to over 60 women.
Yeah, and children. And so basically children. Right now, I think we're about at 50 women and 10 children every night that we're sleeping in our community. Yes.
Amazing.
Well, we didn't have that.
So I know you both work in the areas of health and human services. Mm-hmm. So prior to this, and you just mentioned that, Courtney, where would women and children go? There was not a place. There's a place for men,
right?
But there was not a place for women and children.
Yeah, especially in the year-round operation, there were warming shelters that were available. Salvation Army has certainly been a partner in the warming season to provide vouchers for women. At one time, they were able to provide some housing and shelter for women. Pilgrims Inn had some emergency beds, few of them, if they weren't filled with other guests, that they were available for an emergency intake. But really, there was none. And that's really what convicted my heart, being at a Pathways board meeting, you know, in November of 2020 and hearing the story of two women coming in. And much like they do even now, they come in, they were out the night before, it was 25 degrees. So imagine last night, we got down to 29 degrees.
Freezing.
The story repeats itself. Women came in and they were freezing. And they said, we cannot do this. We will literally die if we stay out again. One came barefoot and the other came with just the clothes on her back. And I can't tell the story without just feeling such just a compulsion to think that, to answer your question, women were sleeping in bushes, abandoned buildings, and cars. That's where women were sleeping 2 years ago.
And this is 2022, 2023. Mm-hmm. This is not 1883.
Right. This is a real problem that our community was facing. And I think what we're seeing is certainly an increase in this number. So I'm thankful that for such a time as this, that God opened a door for our women in this community, because we needed it 2 years ago, but we especially need it now. And I think we're going to continue to need it even more going forward.
The need continues to grow as we see in our community. I think, Courtney, something very special happened last Monday when those doors opened, mm-hmm. and you made the announcement to the ladies who had been waiting for the Pathways Cottage to open. Explain to us the experience, what the emotions were pouring out with the women.
Yeah, that's probably one of the most rewarding moments, to be honest, is, you know, we opened the door of the shelter and we had women December 21st fall through the threshold. We opened the doors of the home, we cut the ribbon, and it was, oh my goodness, I didn't know that our community cares like this. And then Monday night at the cottage, one woman came in and literally fell to her knees and said, I just never knew that something like this would be available to us. I am so, so, so grateful. Another woman jumped on her bed, because it's beds, it's not cots, it's beds now at Pathways. And she said, I feel like a queen in a hotel room.
It's better than a hotel room, Lucas. The community has to come out and see this.
Yeah, it is amazing.
Because on that Monday night, it was so cold. And the next day when I walked through that space to see these warm, fuzzy blankets and just a comfortable bed, these women had a safe, dignified space that night.
Yeah, and we've been staying at Hope Fellowship Church for the last year, which has been amazing. But we've had to use porta potties, and there haven't been showers on site. So that obviously took longer than we anticipated with the renovation, and so we never intended it to be a year. But to be able to move women out of that location to a place that takes them from a cot to a bed, from porta potties to bathrooms inside, and then to have showers built in, it was pretty exciting to see the reaction of the women's faces.
Well, it's a beautiful story.
It sure is.
A beautiful sign of love and compassion from our community.
A sense of community.
Yeah. At the end of the day, these are human beings just like all of us.
Yeah.
Sometimes their Plinko chip just did not go into the path it needed to. But they're human beings that deserve...
Women just like me and Alex, honestly,
no
sitting here
every
today.
Every chance to succeed in life. And by providing the house and now the cottage, it shows to them that someone cares about them. Mm-hmm. Someone's rooting for them.
They're
and then
worthy.
The sky's the limit. Yeah, that's a wonderful thing.
Well, right. Courtney, to wrap us up, where can people find you? And if there's a quick call to the community, any needs, feeding... Make your pitch.
Yeah, I would just say thank you first to our community. You know, the woman who walked in the home said, I didn't know our community cared like this. And so I just want our community to know this is our mission together. This is us working together to meet a need. So thank you, community, for stepping in. We are always in need of financial resources to sustain the operation. You know, we have these locations now. Thankfully, we're debt-free, so all of these things have happened as a result of our community giving. But we need continued support. So check us out on the website, thelifehousewomenshelter.org, for places to give, but also a place to serve. We need volunteers, and we have about 60 every month. So if you're interested in volunteering with this mission, we encourage you to go to the website and sign up to volunteer. And meals are a big part of what we offer, and there's a place to be able to sign up to bring a meal as well. So thank you, community, for how you've supported us.
Courtney Denton is with Lifehouse. Mm-hmm. Courtney, thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.